Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
One of the most popular verses that people memorize and want to use as a life verse is Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And so many people love that because it sounds so good. But let's read things in context, because again, we want to see who is this written to. But if we look at the context, just a few verses down, you see some of the same language in verses 18. It says, "And I will pursue them with sword, famine, pestilence, and will make them a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, a terror, a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations where I've driven them." Wow, how come no one wants that as their life verse? See, people take chapter 29, verse 11, because they like the way it sounds. But is this a promise to you? Well, verse 10 tells us that. Let's look at the context and see who it is that Jeremiah is writing to. He says in verse 10, "For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are complete for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place." In other words, this was written to the Jewish people who were taken into captivity in Babylon. After 70 years, they returned. So if you're not part of that 70-year Babylonian captivity, then this verse isn't directly to you. But what does it apply to you? Well, it shows that God is faithful. That's something that we can hold on to.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.